Damn Hard Trivia with Sharon Stewart on Mega Rock.
So only 22% of us admit that this puts us in a bad mood. So only 22% of us admit that this puts us in a bad mood.
Lack of sleep.
This is Dan from Clarion. It would be spending the holidays with your family.
Brenda from James City.
Hi, Brenda. What's the answer to Damn Hard Trivia?
Contagion.
I would think a lot of us would admit that, though.
Oh.
You know?
How about lack of sex?
Lack of sex. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hope everything's okay, Brenda. Mega Rock.
Hi, is the answer being hungry?
Hunger. No, and it's not constipation or lack of sex either.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Shoo.
Jody, Brookdale, and is it going to work?
Going to work. A lot of us can say that puts us in a bad mood. Except me, of course.
Hi, Steve Dota from Du Bois.
Oh, Steve. Okay, what's the answer to Damn Hard Trivia?
Being tired.
Tired, no. Mega Rock.
My name is Mike. I'm calling Fairfield.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Okay, 22% of us admit that this puts us in a bad mood.
Work.
No, it's not work. You got another guess?
Another guess would be, no, I really don't.
Jody Brookdale, and is it holiday shopping?
Holiday shopping. Nope. Has nothing to do with the holidays.
From Du Bois, is it the winter season?
Nope, it's not. It's not seasonal at all.
I'm Anna. I'm on Clarion.
Anna.
Hey, I was wondering, is it having to wait like long checkout line?
No.
No. It annoys me.
I know.
Donna, on my way to work.
Hi, Donna. What do you think it is?
The weather.
The weather. Nope.
Chris White, and I'm calling from Southport, PA.
Hi, Chris.
Is it lack of intimacy?
Oh, lack of sex. We had that earlier.
Oh, I just didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that would put us in a bad mood, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
22% of us, only 22%, so that's kind of low.
Well, I mean, a lot of people might not admit it, but...
Yeah, that's true. Of course, we don't want to admit to that, do we?
Yeah, can you throw us a clue?
I can't think of what to tell you.
Not holidays, it's not seasonal, not lackanookie.
But it only happens on certain days.
On certain days?
Yeah.
Not getting to sleep in on the weekend?
No. It would probably happen to you on Sunday.
Happen to get up for church?
No.
I really don't know.
Keep thinking. Got a clue, right, though. It happens on a Sunday.
Happens on a Sunday, okay.
A lot of times it happens on a Sunday.
A lot of times happens.
I guess. Now I should think about that. I might be... Well, not for everything, though. Never mind.
John and Ridgeway.
Hi, Sharon. John.
How's it going?
It's going. How's it going for you?
Great. I'm not getting a dinner, huh, because I'm at work.
Aww.
And that makes me upset. Would that be it?
No, it's not work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Working during Sears season. That's bad.
Josh St. Mary's. Is it when your football team loses?
When your football team loses.
Yeah.
It's when your favorite team loses a game. Yes.
We
got it right.
Nice.
Yeah, which could also happen on Thursday and Monday.
Yeah.
Are those the only 3 days that football is played?
Yeah.
Sunday, Thursday, and Monday.
Unless you like colleges, and it's on Saturdays.
Oh, see? So, yeah, when I thought about it, I thought, well, not every sport is played on Sunday.
Nope,
not all. Only 22% of us admit that when our favorite team loses a game, it puts us in a bad mood.
What's that?
Are you in a bad mood after your favorite team loses?
I have to, yes. I'm 100% in a bad mood.
Did Monday sort of suck for you after the Steelers lost on Sunday?
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a long day of interview.
I know, but we get through it, don't we? Tune in weekday morning starting at 6 a.m. for Damn Hard Trivia on Mega Rock.